Daf is Daf Mem Vav. So we got to two lines down. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that Chutz Min Adam. What the Mishnah had been talking about is that even though there were a number of items that were not subject to Pigol, the Mishnah did say they are subject to Chiv Nosar and Tameh. The one exception was Dam. Even though Dam isn't subject to Pigol, it's also not subject to Nosar or Tameh. So the Gemara wants to know what's the basis for it. Mano and Emilia, how do we know? Amar Ula Ula explains Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, V'ani nesativ lachem. This is talking about the dam. The Pasuk says, I read on the side here, Ki nefesh habasar bedamhu, V'ani nesativ lachem. I'm giving you the dam. What does it mean the dam is lachem? Says the Gemara, the drasha is shelachem. Yehei, it should be yours. Okay, that's drasha 1. Drasha 2. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Amar Kra lechaper lechapara nesativ. This is second drasha, that the point, the whole idea of the dam is to create kapara, and it should be pater from the isra me'ila. We're going to bring everything back in just a second. And a third drasha about dam, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, these are all three drashas from the very same pasuk, Amar Kra, who lefnei kapara, kil achar kapara. The dam is going to be similar, just like it's going to be before kapara, like it is after kapara. Ma achar kapara, ein bo me'ila, af lefnei kapara, Ein bo me'ila. So the halach is after something already, the mitzvah has been done, there's no longer an iser me'ila. So there's a special drasha here that says who, like we say all the time, who mitchilas avad sofo, who achash ve'oshu, achashesh mitchilas avad sofo. So dam is the same before and afterwards. So just like afterwards there's no iser me'ila, so to before him there's no iser me'ila. Now these three drashas, all from the same pasuk, have nothing to do with what we're talking about just yet, nothing to do with pigol, tame, or nosar. So just look at Rashi here, Minahani Mile. How do I know the dam ain't a chayav malav mishim nosar? It's not subject to nosar. Im shagag bo bedam, a person made a mistake, the nosar left it out. Ain't a chayav shtaim ala achas. You only chayav one, but you're not chayav two. Kain imachlan betumas aguf ain't a chayav shtaim. You're not chayav two different averes. How do you know all this? So Amr Ula Ula explains, says Rashi, Kura, Hadu'ula lav hacha itmar. Wasn't said in the context of the iser dam of tamei or nosar. Ella gavi me'ila itmar. This was said in Maseches Me'ila having to do with me'ila. Dikatani ein mo'alim bidamim. There is no iser me'ila when it comes to damim. At the end of the day, we're going to see why we need three different psukim to teach me the same halacha, and then that's going to teach us these dinim of nosar and of Tameh. So we haven't gotten yet to the application. We just right now have three drashas that there is no me'ila when it comes to dam. Before we go weiter, look at the Tosus Dira Maschil, Hu lifnei kapara, kila achar kapara. So right now we have a very clear statement of the Gemara. There is no me'ila by dam. So Tosus asks, Hikshir beinu tam, di me'ila perk v'lad chatas daf yud beiz, aminan hamak is dam lebehemas kadshim, mo'alin bo, alma yesh me'ila, Bedam. It's talking about a case where a person's mak is dam, an animal that is kadshim already, and it needs to be bloodlet. So any blood that's been extracted has a din of me'ila. So there is me'ila badam, but here the Gemara says that there is no me'ila by dam. The Tosfos answers, "V'tirit dehasam mechaim." That's when the animal, the kadshim, is still alive. Delo shayach kapara. When the animal is still alive, you can't. There's no kapara to speak of. Kapara is only after it's been shechted and you have the blood to sprinkle for kapara. But so long as the animal is alive, there is no iser. There is an iser me'ila. Aval acha shchita af lufnei kapara ein mo'alim. But once the animal has been shechted, even before you've sprinkled the blood, there is no me'ila. The Tosfos asks another question. Vim tomar hasam tanan there. The Gemara Mishnah and Maseches Me'ila tells me umaisi beperek kol sha dam betchila ein mo'alim bo. The dam in the beginning has no iser me'ila, but yatzal nachol kidron mo'alim. But after you've already sprinkled the blood, and the blood gathered together in the center of the azara, they had that little canal. It would pass through the azara. There is an iser me'ila. So you see that there is an iser me'ila of dam. Later on, the last stage is an iser me'ila by dam. So tell us the answer to Shlomar. The me'ila the hasam midirabanan. That's only an iser midirabanan, but midiraisa. What happens is midiraisa, when the animal is alive, there's a me'ila on the dam. When the animal is dead, no matter which stage, then there is no longer me'ila on dam. So at the end of the day, we have three drashas that there's no me'ila by dam. So Gemara says, before getting back to our plugging into our sugya, Gemara asks the question: Ema la'achar kapara kilefnei kapara. Right, the pasuk says who. The dam hu. The dam is the same way before and after. So he said, just like after there's no mila, so too before there's no mila. But the Gemara says, let's say the opposite. Say that the after kapara should be like the lufne kapara. And say ma lufne kapara, just like before the kapara, before Zvik has dam, yeshbo mila. Typically there is mila before a mitzvah has been done with that item. So then you should say af la'acha kapara yeshbo mila, that there is mila after the kapara as well. And have the whole opposite conclusion, that there's always an iser mila by dam. So Gemara says it can't be, because ein l'chadavar shenases mitzvasa umu'alambo. There is a klal we have, we never have an example where something has fulfilled its obligation, that you've used it for the mitzvah properly, and you could get a mila afterwards. Mila is always before you've used it for the mitzvah. But once it's been used for the mitzvah, there's never mila. So once the kapara has been achieved, you can't say there's still an iser mila on the dam. Again, ein l'chadavar shenases mitzvasa, and therefore there can't be an iser mila after the kapar. Gemara says, "Velo, we don't have any examples where there's mila after the mitzvah. We have an example right now. Hare chumas hadeshim. It comes to chumas hadeshim when the kohen shovels up some of the ashes. That even though the mitzvah's been done, shenases mitzvasa, there's still an iser mila. Why? What's the iser mila afterwards? Rashi points out here. Rashi says around 10 now lined up, Hare Chumas Hadeshin, B'chol Yom Chote B'machte, every single day the Kohen would go up to the center of the Mizbeach HaChitzon and scoop up some coals. The Torah Mes Hadeshin, he'd remove some of the deshin, some of the ashes, Melo Machte, a heaping mound in the pan, Mimena, V'nosim B'mizrach HaShakevesh, he'd come down the ramp and put it on the eastern side of the ramp. This is one of the miracles, that it would actually absorb the ashes. It would just get absorbed in the floor and just swallowed up. So we see, so the Gemara, Rashi says further, you should place it there, so you have to hide it there. A gniza, the sham nivla bimkoma, gets absorbed in the floor, alma aser bana. The fact that there's a need for gniza indicates there's an iser na. How come? If the Kohen did the chumas hadesh, he lifted up, hare nasa mitzvah, so afterwards there shouldn't be a me'ila. How come you have to hide it? How come it has to get absorbed in the floor? So we see that there is an iser me'ila even after nasis mitzvah. So Gemara says no. Bishum nahavi chumas hadeshin v'big day kuna shnei k'suvim abang echem. Because chumas hadeshin isn't the only mitzvah that we have that you have to hide it afterwards because of me'ila, but there's also the big day kuna, there's an iser me'ila even after it's been used. And since these are the only two psukim we have this, we apply the din of a chol shnei k'suvim abang echem. Ein melamdim. When two psukim teaching me the same thing, we learn the principle that only those two cases have the halacha. Every other case does not have the halacha, which means every other case, ein l'chadavar shenases mitzvah, so umu'alamba. After you've achieved the mitzvah, there's no longer an isim ilah, except for bigdei kuna and chumas hadeshim. The Gemara says this all makes sense. Hanichal Rabbanim Damri V'nicham Sham. The pasuk says when it comes to the big day kuna that the Kohen Gadol wears after Yom Kippur, Parshat Achrimos, it says, I read the pasuk on the side here. U'ba'aron el ol moed. He comes back to the ol moed. U'pashas big day habad. He takes off his clothing he wore. Asher lavash bevo el kodesh. V'nicham Sham. He places them there. What does it mean V'nicham Sham? So the Gemara explains that according to the Rabbanim, the Amri Hinicham Sham means Milamid Shetunim Gnizi. You have to hide them. No one else is allowed to use them. Ah, Yom Kippur's over. He did the avoda. Why have to hide them? We see that even after the mitzvah has been done, there's an iser me'ila. So then according to the Rabbanim, this makes sense. Chumas Hadeshin and Big Day Kuna are the only two examples, and therefore Ein Melamdim, we don't apply anywhere else.
But iser me'ila, they said they use them once, like, for wicks.
But not of Yom Kippur. Not the Yom Kippur have begun. Yeah, this Daf Yom Kippur. Very good. So then the Gemara says, Ella, the Rebbe Dosa, the Amar Mutaros Hein, Lekoin Hedyot. He says, no, you don't have to hide them. The Big Day Kuna can never be used for another Yom Kippur. The Big Day Kuna of the Kohen Gadol can be used for a second Yom Kippur, but it can be used by another Kohen Hedyot. There is no Mila by the Big Day Kuna. As long as it's not used for the next Yom Kippur or any other thereafter, it can be used by someone else. A regular Kohen could use these begadim because they had the same clothing. The Big Day Kuna of a Kohen Hedyot was four, and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he wore four special ones. Normally he wore eight gold ones. Yom Kippur he'd wear four Big Day Lavam. It was pretty much the same. There's a question about the Avnet, but ignore the Avnet just for a moment. They could wear the same exact clothing. So you don't have to hide it after the mitzvah has been done. There is no longer an iser me'ila. So according to Rabbi Dosa, there's only one source, there's only one example, Chumas Hadeshin, that there is an iser me'ila even after the mitzvah has been done, and then we should use this as a binyan av, so all other places we should say that there's an isra me'ila even after the mitzvah has been done. So the Gemara says, Michael, remember, what are you going to say in the world of Rebbe Dosa? Mishum tavi chumas hadeshen ve'egla rufa. He has a second pasuk, now a third really pasuk. So Big Day Kuna is out of the question for him. Ve'egla rufa is a din that there's an isra me'ila even after the mitzvah has been done. And we apply shnei ksum abam ke'echad v'chol shnei ksum abam ke'echad ein melamdim. So then the Gemara says, Hanicha, wait, first Rashi. Let's look at Rashi for the pasuk of Harufa. Rashi, quote, here we go. Rashi, first wide line down, it says, Egla Rufa, had we known Egla Rufa is asr, even after you've done the whole process. D'chsiv arfu sham, v'hai sham kray yaseiru. The word sham is extra. Of course, we've arfu sham. We're going to do arfu somewhere else. So it means, lomar shete sham kfura. So after you break the neck of this calf, you leave it there. You have to bury it there because it's asr to get hana. So these are two examples of an isra me'ila even after the mitzvah has been done. Now, of course, this is very interesting because Egla Rufa isn't a... What?
Asr b'hana is the same as me'ila.
So that's interesting that Egla Rufa isn't a kachim. So I don't see them talking about it over here. Look at you see Tosis for a second? The Maschal Egla Rufa. Small Tosis all the way in the bottom. Egla Rufa, Perish Rashi, Miva Arfa Sham. Nearly Peperakama decreases. Hai de nearly Peperak Emamidim, Midichseba Kapara Kikachim. So there he says it's like Kachim. The Egla Rufa is like Kachim. Ye Shlomer de Sham Tarch Lesser La Acharifa, Shlolomar Ein Lachadavar Shinasim Mitzvasa, Umualin Bo. So it's this din that Gemara refers to in Avodah Zarah is a din of Kapara. That Egla Rufa has a din of Kadshim to it, and therefore the Isser of Hana would be considered like Isser Me'ila. So then the Gemara says, this all makes sense. Hanich l'man damar ein melamdin. If you really think it's true that when it's Shnei Ksum Abam Kechad, ein melamdin, so everything makes sense now. It says this halacha by two places. We say only those two places, nowhere else. Every other place, there is no Me'ila after the mitzvah has been done. But that's not the only opinion. There is an opinion out there, damar melamdim, that even though the klal is mentioned in two psukim, we could still use that as a bin and av and apply everywhere else and say that there is an isra me'ila even after the mitzvah has been done. So then, ma'iklamemer, what are you going to say back to our question? Maybe we could say that even after the kapara, there should be an isra me'ila by dam. So Gemara says, no, we're using a whole nother mechanism here, nothing to do with the concept of shnei ksum bam ke'echad. Ella the Gemara says, Tre miute ksiva. There are two words that are excluding everything else. Ksiv hacha, it's written, ksivi hacha ksiva, ha'arufa, ha, only egla ha'arufa, the arufa, but nothing else. Only egla arufa has a din of me'ila afterwards, but no other case. And hasim ksiv by the Big Day Kuna, Visamu. And you should place samo it. Of course it's talking about it. What else would we say? It should say visam. Why visamo? That only it, only the Big Day Kuna gets placed there, but no other mitzvah requires a geniza, because all other mitzvahs, acha shenas mitzvah, so ein bo me'ila. Oh, no, that makes sense, because we're calling Rabbi Dosa also. Rabbi Dosa, who thinks Big Day Kuna wouldn't be, so this would make sense. It is talking about the Trumas Hadeshim. Then the Gemara says, last night we haven't brought back to our sugi right now. We're still looking for a source. How do we know that Dam isn't subject to Nosar and Tameh? So the Gemara, again, above, brought three different drashas, how we know there's no Me'ila by Dam. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, six lines up, seven lines up. V'tlasa kroi b'dam lamali. Why do you need three psukim by Dam to teach me the same exact halacha that Dam isn't subject to Me'ila? We know it once. Why twice and why three times? So the Gemara says, L'me'ute mi'me'ila mi'nosar. It's almost like since we don't need it for Mila, one pasuk teaches me there's no Mila by Dam. Why teach a second pasuk? Well, we don't need a second pasuk by Mila, so let's apply it that there's no Nosar. And the third pasuk tells me that there's no Tuma by Dam either. A vow when it comes to Pigol, lo tzarech kro. But to tell me that Dam isn't subject to Pigol, that's unnecessary. That we already know. Why? The Mishnah tells us the principle that we should know by now already. Kol sheyesh lo matirin bein l'adam bein l'mizbech chayav malav, mishum pigol. Anything that has a matir for it is subject to pigol. But dam gufay matir. But when it comes to dam, when it itself is the matir, the dam, when you sprinkle blood, it's matir the basar to the person, the kohen. It's matir the emurim to the mizbeach. So when the item itself is a matir, it's not subject to the halachas of pigel. Last two lines of the Amud here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Krisos b'shlamim lamed. It says the Indian of Karis by Shlamim in three different places. Rashi in the bottom of Amud Alv does quote the Pesukim. You look them up inside if you'd like, but there are three Pesukim that are scattered throughout Sefer Vayikra. So the Gemara now says on the top of Amud Beis now. Why three Pesukim? One would be sufficient. Achas leklal, achas leprat, achas ledvarim sheinechal. One to teach me a klal prat. Now, both Rashi and Tosafot point out it's not really a klal prat because they're in different prakim all over the place. So it's not really a klal prat. Look at Tosafot in the top here. Tosafot writes, achas lechlav, achas leprat. Lav klal prat mamish, demruchakim zemizad. They're too far away to have the principle klal prat or klal. Ella, davar shayab klal. There was a klal that shlamim, that karbanos was subject to kares. The yatzim naklal, it left the general principle, lelamed al klal kuliyata, to teach me on the entire klal, which is a different type of a drasha than klal uprat. So that's with the mechanism that's being used here. So anyways, we learn a klal uprat, and Rashi points out, just like shlamim is chayiv in kares, so too all other kachim mizbeach are chayiv in kares. He's talking about a person who eats it when he's tummy. So the third kares, Rashi says, is teaching, rather the Gemara says, is teaching me, achas, the top line again, the dvarm sheinim nechalim. Even things that are not edible, as Rashi points out, as kigon eitzim, ulavona, sheinim ruin lachila, im achal mehem, betumas guf. If a person eats them when he's tameh, he's chayiv kurabanan dimasnisim. So that's the first position, that's the Tanakhama. But then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, Amar Dvarim Sheino Nechalim, inedible items, Ein Chayavim Alei Mishim Tuma. There is no Chiv Tuma, there is no Chiv Karis for eating Eitzim, even though you're Tame, eating Lavon, even though you're Tame. So according to him, there's one extra Karis. What's the extra Karis teaching me for Rabbi Shimon? Lesuye Mai, Liasuye Chatos, Hapnimios, to include even the karbanos that go on the inner mizbeach, those are also subject to chiyuv kares if a person eats them when tameh. Why would you think otherwise? Why would you think these karbanos are not subject to the din of kares? Tzakadai dechamina says, I would have thought, hol v'amar Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon himself holds, kol she'eno al mizbeach achitzon kishlamim ein chayav malah mishim pigel. When it comes to pigel, if it's not brought on, remember, the context of pigel in the pasuk is talking about shlamim. So Rabbi Shimon had the principle that just like shlamim is only on the outside mizbeach, so to all other karbanos that are on the mizbeach achitzon are subject to pigel. But karbanos ha-chatalos ha-pnimios are not subject to pigel. So one may think, just like pigel is limited to mizbeach achitzon, maybe mishum tuma nami lelechayiv, you shouldn't be chayiv unless it's mizbeach achitzon. But chatos apnimios should be pater from the dinim of tuma. Kamashma, and the extra kares here, according to Rabbi Shimon, includes even the chatos apnimios. If one's a tameh, he would be chayiv kares for eating it. Okay, the Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah, that Nomi Rabbi Shimon mechayiv et shadarcho leechol. So Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. So first of all, we have to remind ourselves of the Mishnah for a moment. The Mishnah has been talking about that although the Tanakhama thinks that there's an Isra Chila, even on items that are inedible, such as the Ketores, Lavona, and Eitzim, Rabbi Shimon said that there's a Chiv Tuma only on items that are edible, that Darch Lecho. So the Gemara now has a Machlokis, Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and then Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, these two different Chavrusas. Chad mehai zuza, chad mehai zuza. One from the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish group, and one of the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi group. One of from each of those groups hold chad amar. One of them holds. Then there's a machlokas between. We don't know who's who. So a little confusion of who the different parties are. But there's one person who holds chad amar machlokas betuma basar. One holds there's a machlokas. The whole debate between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakhama is when the item itself becomes tameh, whether it's the etim levona become tameh, that's where they debate whether you're chayv kares. Ababatumas haguf, if the individual is tameh, but the etim levona are still tahor, divri akol, everyone agrees, ein aloka, even the chachamim will agree, if the person's tameh, but the item's tahor, chachamim will agree to Rabbi Shimon that there is no malchus. But Charamar, the other one holds, Kimachlokes bezu, kach machlokes bezu. Just like they argue in a situation where the item, where the etim are tame, there's a debate, so too when the gavra is tame, there's also that debate whether there's malchus. My time, and what's the reason why would you think the machlokus carries through just like they argue by the basar being tame, they also argue about the gavra becoming tame. What's that reason? Gemara says, Kaven the Karina Bay. Now the next two psukim we're about to quote are adjacent to each other in the psukim, they're right next to each other. It says, Abasar Ashiga Bechol Tame, that the basar that touches tame, when the basar is tame, and Karina Bay, then you'd also call the next pasuk Vitumas Olav when the gavra is tame. So the pasuk itself connects, the psukim connect the inyan of tumas basar to the inyan of tumas gavra. So just like the debate about tumas basar, so too the debate about tumas gavra. K'machlokas bezu, kach machlokas bezu. Then the Gemara says, that's all in the world of Rav Tevyuma Masniachi. That's how he understood the machlokas of those different people. But Rav Kahana Masniachi, he taught the Brisa a little bit differently. Chad mihai zuza, one from that chavrusa, one from that chavrusa, had a debate, and the debate goes as follows. It's going on the Seifa. We'll read Rashi in just a moment, but just read it inside first. Chad amar machlokis betumas haguf. The whole debate is about tumas haguf. Abatumas basar divya koloka. Now it's the opposite angle. And chad amar machlokis ki machlokis bezu, kach machlokis bezu. So just look at Rashi just to be clear here. Rashi as Seifa. Asefa, the whole debate going on the Seifa, Amilsa de Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon again said, it's the Isser of Malkos, Chiyah Malkos is only on something that's Davar Shadarcho Lecho. So Rashi explains, V'halchi Amri, Machlokes de Rabbi Shimon ad de Rabbanon. When does Rabbi Shimon argue in Rabbanon and say there's no Malkos? De lo laki, betumas aguf, when the Gavra is Tameh, de lo Rabbi Rachman, the Torah doesn't include him. Aval, says Rashi, betumas atzman, when the etim Lavona are tamei, tiravinu kra divra koloka, then even Rabbi Shimon will agree that there is malchus. I mean, the first case is, Chachamim agree, the first whole presentation was, Chachamim agreeing that there is no malchus to Rabbi Shimon. This new presentation is, no, Rabbi Shimon agrees that there is malchus, he agrees to Chachamim. So that's the whole another version now. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Mistavra command Amar ki machlokas bezu, kach machlokas bezu. It makes sense that just like they're arguing about a case when there's a Tumas Gavra, this is the second presentation, they're also arguing about a case when there's Tumas Basar. My time, what's the reason that you think the machlokas is going to carry the whole way through? Kevin de lo karina be v'tumas olava v'nichasa, since you don't call it Tumas olava and kares, Rabbi Shimon says there, whenever the gavra is in tame, even when the gavra is tame, there's no kares when it comes to eating these etzim, these are inedible. So too, you would say lo karinam bay habasa sheyiga bechol tame lo yocha. You would say the same thing when it comes to the basa becoming tame, that he wouldn't get malchus. So the Gemara says, wait a second, how could Rabbi Shimon say that there is no malchus when it comes to the basa becoming tame? V'hamar mar habasa l'rabos etim levona. Doesn't the pasuk clearly say that the drasha of habasa is extra to include etim levona, even when a person is when the item is tameh, that there is malchus? So how could Rabbi Shimon reject this drasha? How is he going to interpret this drasha otherwise? So we see that even things that are tameh, even though they're inedible, like etim levona, they are still subject to malchus. To which the Gemara responds back in defense of Rabbi Shimon, lipsulei Ba'alma. This word va'abas is not really a drasha. Rashi explains it's simply an asmachta ba'alma, in which case on a deraisa level, Rabbi Shimon holds, whenever the item is inedible, such as etzim and levona, the lach is that there is no malchus, and it's not a real drasha. Okay, we're good, guys?
Okay. That last question was really on both. It didn't matter which zog you were, and it didn't matter which...
Right. Whenever he'd hold, whenever Rabbi Shimon would hold as Malkus and Tumas Basar, he would be going against his drasha. Right. The drasha says it's not really a drasha, it's really an esmachta ba'alma. Okay, this next Mishnah is a very important Mishnah. It's brought down in the Meir Nesfar HaKadoshim as a Mishnah person should say every single day. It's supposed to be a segula for refuah. It's something that they say that before a person dies, he should say this Mishnah. So this is a very, very important Mishnah. The Mishnah says, L'shem shisha devarim hazevach nizbach. There are six ideas that a person should have in mind, reasons when a karban is brought. So the shame is zevach. It has to be brought l'shem zevach for the particular for an ola as opposed to a chatas. Has to be which type of carbon it is. That's number one. The shame is oveach to fulfill the baal's obligations. L'shem Hashem for Kadosh Baruch Hu. L'shem Ishim for the fires that should go on the fires in the Mizbeach. L'shem Reach, it should be a nice smell. L'shem Nichach, it should be pleasant. So those are the six kavanas that have to be there. The shemas have to be present when bringing a carbon. And when it comes to an additional chatas v'asham, l'shem chait has to be also for the aveira that took place. So those are 6/7 dvarim that person has to have in mind. So then the Mishnah quotes the Shita of Amar Rabbi Yosi, Af Mishlo Haya Belibo L'Shem Achas Echad Mi Kol Eilu, Kasher. Even if a person didn't have this Kavana, it's still Kasher. How is it Kasher? Shehu Tanai Bezin, it's a stipulation that Bezin had invoked, She'ein HaMachshava Holeches Ela Achar HaOved. We don't care what the Baal had in mind, all goes based on the Oved, goes based on the Kohen. So Rashi says, look at the Rashi, last six narrow lines here in the Mishnah. Sheina machshava holechas ela achar oved, always goes based on the oved, the worker, the kohen, who's doing the avodah. Hilkach, therefore, ihave shalol l'shmo. Let's say the Baal had shalol l'shmo. Can the Baal ruin his own karbon? Say, afagav de bailim ami l'shmo. I'm sorry, all the way around. Let's say the kohen was shalol l'shmo, and the Baal had l'shmo. Can the Baal save his own karbon? So it says Rashi, Afa pi de bailim ami lishmo, lav mi dehu. It doesn't make a difference. De lav bididu talya milsa doesn't depend on the baal, dichsiv ha makriv osoli chashiv. It's based on the makriv, the oved, the kohen. That's the klal here. So as long as the oved had the proper kavanos, so then the baal has no responsibilities here at all. That's the understanding of Rabbi Yosi. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Ola, l'shem ola. When you have an ola, has to be l'shem ola, lafuke l'shem shlamim dilo. You can't have in mind that's for shlamim, that would be incorrect. Isha, l'shem ishim, lafuke kivava dilo. It should be l'shem ishim for the fire, and not l'shem vava. What does vava mean? Rashi says here, three Y lines down, I don't know what the word means literally. Do they have a definition in the English? Roasting, they say. The afuke kivava amnas la sosa chatichot sluyos begachalim. You don't have in mind to roast them like skewers of meat on the mizbeach. It's supposed to be for ishim, just to fuel the fire on the mizbeach. That's what leishim means. So then the Gemara says reach. It should be for reach, a nice pleasant smell. The shame reach la afuke evarim shetzalim v'halim delo. It should be for reach as opposed to a person. Rashi says here ein bemishim reach. When person dechaven tzitzalim tchila chutz lemaracha tula maski recha. Let's say a person roasts the meat outside, and then you want to roast it again inside. It's not going to have that smell of a barbecue. You have to roast them raw and fresh on the mizbeach to create that reach. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav back the Gemara evarim shetzalim v'halon ein behem mishum reach. Something a person roasted outside and then brought them inside the mizbeach, or he roasted them somewhere else in the azara and then put them on the mizbeach also, that does not create a reach from the mizbeach. That won't work either. And nichoach l'shem hanachas ruach l'ashem hanachas ruach, it should have hanachas ruach that should be pleasant for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and l'ashem misha amar v'ayah ha'olam for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said hayah olam, that he created the world. Okay, those are different kavanas, the different l'shmas. So Gemara now says, Amar Yehuda Marav, Chatas Sheshachta L'Shem Ola Psula. The person shechs an Ola, L'Shem Ola, Chatas, L'Shem Ola, that's possible. That's back to our sugyas in the beginning of the Masechta of Shinoi Hashem, changing the name, the type of carbon. But let's say a person does L'Shem Chulin, it's Ksheira. Let's say a person shechs the Ola, I want this to be for a Chulin animal, so then that's actually kosher. So Amar Rebbe Elazar, my time, what's the reason? It sounds very counterintuitive. If you go to Chulin, you think that would ruin it more than changing from Ola to Chatas. So the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Elazar, my time, the Rav, what's Rav's reasoning? V'lo yichalu etz kodshe b'nei Yisrael. Don't desecrate the kodshim of b'nei Yisrael. Kodshim mechalin kodshim vein chulin mechalin kodshim. They're learning from here, lo yichalu etz kodshe b'nei Yisrael. The plural kodshe, kodshim ruin each other. But chulin doesn't ruin kachim. That's the drasha of Rav. So Mesiv Rabba, Rabba asks the question. Amar Rabbi Yosi quotes from our Mishnah here. Af mishlo haya b'libo l'shem echad mikol eilu kasher. Even if the person doesn't have in mind any of these shemos, it's still kasher. Shu tanai bezdin, it's a tanai bezdin that it all goes based on the oved. So taim mishlo haya b'libo klal. only because he had no thoughts. He just kind of brought a carbon, didn't pay attention. But can we infer, ha haya beliba, if he had in mind l'shem chulin, possible. It sounds like from the Mishnah only because it says af shalaya beliba l'shem achi, and no other thoughts. But had he had a thought, even though it's a chulin thought, it would seem to be possible against the shita of Rav. Isn't that seem to be a very good dig from the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Amar le'abaye, dilma lahaya klal kashimiratz. Maybe you should read as follows. If there were no other kavanos, he just gave it just, he was completely, mind was blank. So then it's kosher carbon, and it's maratzah, he fulfills his obligation to bring his carbon. But, haya belibo, shem chulin, if he had in mind to shech this animal as the baal, the shem chulin, it would be a kosher carbon, but the einu maratzah, he won't be ritzoy, he would not have fulfilled his carbon to be, he would have to bring another carbon for his obligation. That perhaps might be the diak. Now the Gemara doesn't make a conclusive statement about this, but there is no diak either way, or kasha from the Mishnah, there's a way to wiggle out of it. It seems from the way the Rambam paskins that a chatash l'shem ol is pasul, but l'shem chulin would actually be kasher. Now the next statement is says the opposite, but we'll wait for tomorrow, I think, to go into it. Tomorrow's a small daf. So we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.